Chapter 2 HUD was released in the spring of 1963 and did very well, not only financially, but in the awards season. Patricia Neal, Melvin Douglas, and James Wong Howe all won Oscars. There was a special showing in Fort Worth, which I attended, unlike all the stars, who were as far away from Texas as they could get. The ending, weak in the book, was just as weak in the film. This tough old rancher, Homer Bannon, Melvin Douglas, who's weathered many tragedies and survived them, basically falls off his horse and dies. That was my fault. I yielded to my then editor, John Leggett, who felt there needed to be more suspense in the story. The screenwriters had a fine chance to correct this obvious mistake, but they declined the challenge. The box office on HUD was sufficiently robust to raise thoughts of a sequel to this profitable cow. I had by this time finished my second novel, Leaving Cheyenne, which was set pretty much in the same locale. My reluctance didn't deter Paramount, which optioned the book and hurried back to Cousin Alfred to help them film Gid, as the sequel was to be called. Gid was a rancher in the book, which was kind of a prairie Jules et Jim. Since there was a barn-burning scene and they were in grass fire country, Alfred closely monitored the precautions he wanted to be sure were in place. Gid was never made under that title or by Paramount. In time, Alfred McMurtry became so apprehensive about the flammable barn that he burned it down himself, and, I believe, collected a bit of damage money. Nothing more was heard of a movie called Gid. But years later, Sidney Lumet made a terrible film from the same book, Leaving Cheyenne, called Lovin' Molly, in which, to my father's shock, the cowboys were dressed in bib overalls, which are farmer's clothes. I hated Lovin' Molly so much that I wrote against it in New York Magazine, supposedly a suicidal thing to do in Hollywood. The threat of professional death was perhaps...